One of the consequences of this year's election is that conservative Republicans will once again dominate leadership positions in the Kansas House.
Our caucus shifted to the right after the results of the elections this year.
Don Heineman is a farmer from Dighton and a veteran lawmaker. In 2016, a bunch of newly elected moderate Republicans chose him as majority leader. But conservatives reclaimed several of those seats in this year's primary, and Democrats snagged a few more in the general.
Hawkins.
And it was evident Hawkins. When the leadership voting started Hawkins. That the balance of power had shifted.
Heineman. Hawkins.
And Heineman Hawkins. Was on his way out Heineman. As majority leader.
Hawkins. Hawkins. Hawkins.
Well, after the results of the general election in November, it was obvious that both caucuses really had moved away from the center to some extent, and that has implications in leadership elections. So I'm disappointed how my race turned out, but it wasn't totally unexpected.
Heineman lost to Dan Hawkins, a conservative Republican from Wichita.
You know, we certainly are not the same philosophically, but Don Heineman is a great guy. I think he did exactly what he felt he needed to do. Today's a little bit different than the last 2 years, and so we'll move forward with that.
Hawkins will be in charge of managing the House, working with Speaker Ron Reichman, an Olathe conservative, to set the policy agenda. And Hawkins says what you would expect, that GOP leaders are willing to work with Democratic Governor-elect Laura Kelly. But he admits that cooperative spirit may not last very long.
Right now, I haven't heard a whole lot that I can agree with her on yet, so.
So that could spell trouble for Kelly's hoped-for bipartisan approach to, quote, getting Kansas back on track, unquote, after years of revenue shortfalls and spending cuts. For starters, Kelly wants to hang on to money that the state collected because of federal tax changes. Republicans want to return the so-called windfall to Kansas taxpayers immediately. But Kelly doesn't want to give up that $90 million until she's sure that the state has enough money to fund schools, fix urgent problems in the foster care system, and restore cuts to universities and highways.
My plan is to hold off doing anything until we know what the situation is. I think it's a really bad idea to make a lot of changes when you don't know what you're working with.
Expanding Medicaid to cover another 150,000 low-income Kansans is near the top of Kelly's list of priorities. But it also tops a list of things that Hawkins would like to stop.
Let's just see how that one goes. Everybody knows where I'm at on that issue.
Russ Jennings from Lakin is part of a smaller but still influential group of moderate Republicans in the House. He says Kelly and the Democrats can work with them to get things like Medicaid expansion done.
The Democrats and more conservative Republicans, neither one have 63 votes. That's what it takes to get business done here. So I think moderate Republicans in this state will have some influence on policy.
Eileen Horn from Lawrence is the new Democratic policy chair. She says House Democrats are eager to work with moderate Republicans whenever they can.
We recognize that we can't do this by ourselves, even with a Democratic governor, and we need to bring 23 moderate Republicans along with us.
To pave the way for that collaboration, Democrats elected veteran lawmaker Tom Sawyer from Wichita as their new leader. An accountant with a low-key style, Sawyer replaces the more combative Jim Ward and says his election sends a message.
It says that we want to work together with Republicans to pass good legislation for Kansas, rather than take the approach of just being bomb throwers and oppose everything. That we want to be constructive and try to pass good legislation for the people of Kansas.
That work begins on January 14th with Democrat Laura Kelly's inauguration as the state's 48th governor. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean in Topeka.